أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. صدق الله العظيم. And I, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers to seek repentance from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive them and grant them Jannah. Here very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jahidil kuffar wal munafiqin. Then fight against the kuffar, the disbelievers, and the munafiqin, the hypocrites. Waghluz alayhim, and be firm against them. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fighting against the kuffar. That was understood that they had tried to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tried to destroy this deen of Islam, and many battles had ensued against them. Insofar as the munafiqeen were concerned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strive and endeavor against them was that if they committed any wrong, then the penal law of Islam will be implemented against them, and like usual, there will be no compromise in the penal law of Islam. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. That was the punishment in this world. Insofar as the hereafter is concerned, their abode will be the fire of Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And it is an evil abode that they would reach. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the azwaj, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to the incident of the honey, and then disclosing the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the surah comes to an end, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about four women, two who had not brought iman, but they were wives of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in this ayah. Allah says, Daraballahu mathalan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented an example, lilladheena kafaru, for those who have disbelieved. The example is a very, very important example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Imra'ata Nuh wa imra'ata Lut. Two women, one the wife of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, and the other the wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu was salam. With regards to the incident, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it in a manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stirs up our consciousness and our responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a very clear indication that it is not with whom you are in this world, but each person will become responsible for his own deeds. Each person is answerable and accountable in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an individual. كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبَدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ. That these two women, they were under two of our servants who were pious. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we know, was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was also a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, they were from top to bottom in every aspect, inside out. They were embodiments of Iman. They were embodiments of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were embodiments to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they were under the guidance of these two men who are Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who in every aspect, every facet of life would have guided them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. They betrayed these Anbiya alayhi salat wassalam, these true Nabis of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now the betrayal was not in so far as the modesty or the chastity was concerned. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, مَا زَنَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ نَبِيٍ قَتُّ, that a wife of a Nabi had never betrayed that Nabi in so far as zina or promiscuity was concerned. So that was out of the question, and that wouldn't happen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in every respect. So if the wives would have betrayed them in so far as the chastity was concerned, then that would have tantamounted to the humility of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, which was never ever possible. So here the betrayal was, in so far as Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's wife was concerned, we know Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, like other Anbiya, had never left any stone unturned in pursuing the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very small band, a very small group of people had accepted. By and large, the community had objected and they persecuted the believers. So what she would go out and do is that if anyone had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and embraced the deen of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, she would go out to the enemy and she would report that. And the result of it would be that that person would be persecuted. And this created a lot of difficulty for Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, we know that his community was involved in sodomy. And when any person, any man would enter the city, would come to the house of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, she would betray the trust and she would go out and make the announcement that these men have come, and hence then the community would become desirous of those men. So in these ways, these women had betrayed the husbands who were Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. And these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were unable and were not able to avail these women in any way in so far as the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was concerned, in so far as the disloyalty in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam was concerned. So Allah says, وَقِيلَ دُخُلَ النَّارِ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. Now despite the fact that they spend the days and nights with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they probably ate together, they slept together, they had done everything together. On the one hand, the fountainhead of iman and yaqeen, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, their wives that were disbelievers. But when it comes to the hukam of Allah, when it comes to the command of Allah, they will be told that enter the fire of Jahannam with those that enter the fire. In other words, for you there will be no respite. For you, there will be absolutely no withdrawal of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this teaches us the very, very important lesson that each one of us are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to be responsible. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will judge us by our individual actions and how we fare in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.